But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with highlights from both presidential candidates' recent media blitz, move on to how Project 2025 plans on dealing with Black Americans, and follow all of that up with an update to our ongoing docuseries, How Many Times Does a Maggot Have to Get Stranded Before They Learn? Let's begin, shall we? The voting for the 2024 election has officially begun. As of this recording, there are 39 states offering early voting and mail-in ballots. Hopefully you live in one of them so you can make sure your voice is heard before everyone else files in on November 5th.
If everybody gets out and votes on January
5th. No, Grumpy Dumpster. Election day this year is November 5th. You're thinking about your failed coup back in 2021. That was January 5th. Or maybe that was a generic slip of plans for this January 5th. Either way, with just a little over 2 weeks till November 5th, the heat is on for the two candidates who are giving all they have for the chance to be America's next president. A hiring process that comes with more than three rounds of interviews and a fuck ton of people watching and judging as each candidate explains who they are and what they'll do if they get the job. And speaking of interviews, some are better than others, and last week did not disappoint. Here is a mashup of actual responses Eric's dad gave to questions from real voters.
If you do put something like a 200% tariff on a product, that it's only going to mean higher prices for consumers.
No, it doesn't mean
it's
that.
It's got to be passed on somehow.
No, right. All I'm doing is saying I'll put 200 or 500. I don't care. When I use 200, I'm using it as a number. I don't want their car. I never until now I said 200. I'm using that just as a figure.
But you say 200 a lot.
Oh, I'll say 100, 200. I'll say 500. I don't care.
Kind of realistic changes that do you think you can provide single parents, married parents, any kind of parent to just simply afford children in today's world?
We had the simplest, most beautiful tax. You know, I gave you the largest tax cuts in the history of our country, okay? Larger than the Reagan cuts.
Why you used your influence to ask the Republican legislators to not back up the strengthening of our border through the proposal?
Everything the Democrats run is bad. The Republicans running, they don't have the same problem. Because we have law and order, we have it the way you need it.
Happened during January 6th, and the fact that, you know, you waited so long to take action while your supporters were attacking the Capitol.
But that was a day of love from the standpoint of the millions. It's like hundreds of thousands. It could have been the largest group I've ever spoken before. Nothing done wrong at all. Nothing done wrong. Ashley Babbitt was killed. Nobody was killed. There were no guns down there. We didn't have guns. The others had guns, but we didn't have guns. But they couldn't get me because of the fact that I said everything's got to be peaceful and patriotic.
Oh, no wonder he's telling people to vote on January 5th, since he's obviously thinking about planning a sequel to the attack of the poorly educated that we had 4 years ago. Or his comprehension skills are declining faster than his denture cream because he can't fucking answer a question. So he rambles on about implementing tariffs or whatever amount he comes up with this 3 a.m. potty session that he's having with angry posts all over his socials. And we keep hearing him whine about how it's not going to raise prices for consumers. So let's set the record straight. Here's what the Danger Yams tariffs have actually done to consumers in the past, because the fraud father used to occupy the White House. And spoiler alert, they raised prices for consumers.
Tariffs are like a national sales tax. They add to the cost of goods, whether it's 10%, 20%, 100%, 200%. But don't believe me. Let's look at some history here. Trump actually imposed a bunch of tariffs, as you'll recall, including on laundry machines. Back in January of 2018, he put a tariff on a laundry machine, average cost $750. It added $200 to the cost of the laundry machine. But then President Biden allowed that tariff to expire. And so what happened? The price of laundry machines fell by $75, which meant that the increase in laundry machines, which had way outstripped inflation, actually ended up being lower than the average inflation rate in the rest of the country.
And that's just washers. During Trump's reign, nearly $80 billion more dollars came out of Americans' pockets, thanks to his stupid excuse for administration imposing tariffs on thousands of products between 2018 and 2019. And we are still feeling the effects today, even though Biden let a good portion of those tariffs expire. So when Tangerine Palpatine says he wants to use tariffs, what he's really saying is Americans should pay an additional $524 billion on the shit we already buy, which probably isn't going to happen because employers like to play stupid when you ask them for a living wage. So you can expect America's GDP to shrink thanks to layoffs estimated to be more than 600,000 to start. Thanks to corporations windling down profits because Americans can't afford to buy their shit. And round we would go. Who the fuck even wants that? Well, spoiler alert, nobody fucking does. That's who. Especially minority Americans who are already making fractions on the dollar an hour to their pasty counterparts. Or as Kamala Harris eloquently explained to Charlamagne the God on the Breakfast Club podcast.
Ask Donald Trump what his plan is for Black America. What, you know, I'll tell you what it is. Look at Project 2025. The plan includes making police departments have stop and frisk policies, making it more difficult for workers to receive overtime pay, ending the ability of Medicare to negotiate drug prices, making it more difficult for working people to get by, and to destroy our democracy. You know what he says he'll do? Terminate the Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
You know what's in the Constitution of the United States? The Fourth Amendment, which protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. The Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the 14th Amendment. In most of those amendments, one thing or another was about a movement spurred by Black people to ensure that we would be equally protected under the law.
And that's because Project 2025 wants to take us as far back as it has to get to a time when men ruled and everyone else drooled. And one of the best ways to do that is a whole lot of whitewashing.
Who penned the immigration section? Ken Kuchinev, former Trump administration official in the Homeland Security Department. He is the person that genuinely believes in ending birthright citizenship. In 2019, tried to literally rewrite the Statue of Liberty poem, "Give me your poor and you're tired," that those words were specifically referring to European immigrants, to white people, to people that could only come to this country if you had privilege, if you had access and money. We're talking about a distorted vision of America that tries to do one thing, and that is how do we preserve the whiteness of this country? Project 2025 is in many ways the manifestation of that deep xenophobia, all rooted in this idea that immigrants and migrants are criminals and they're dangerous, and in this racist narrative that they're lazy. They're explicitly trying to be cruel. It is all based on this idea of what they have to do to whiten America.
Just let that marinate for a moment. If the only legitimate immigrant is a white one from Europe, then every immigrant that isn't is up for grabs. Literally, we're talking about every shade of melanin other than the unpigmented. And it doesn't matter if you were here first or if your family migrated to America recently or back a few generations ago. And hey, don't take my word for it. Here's what radio host and token for Trump, Shelley Winter, said on CNN when he was asked about his dear leader's tendency to denigrate Black Americans.
This race is between House African Americans and Field African Americans. And the Field African Americans are going for Donald Trump. I'm talking about your men who build, your men who put things together, your men who work with their hands, your men who do things, not the men who push paper or the men who are connected to power and want to continue to be connected to power.
Are you denigrating African-American men who are professionals who work in white collar jobs? Is that what I'm hearing from you? Or
no,
I'm not trying to understand this. Is Shelley the House one or the field one? I'm just trying to understand that part. I'm just trying to understand. We have someone who's spitting. I'm just trying to understand the one that's spitting talking points right now. Are you the House Negro or the field Negro that you're referring to? So I just want to make sure. Your question was about denigrating Black people. That literally was your question. You have a Republican fool who is talking right now. About you literally just said that Black men, you actually just said this is an election about House or field. This is the nonsense that we are listening to right now by those that are supporting Donald Trump.
And thank you, Michael Blake, former vice chair of the DNC, for pointing that out. Because Shelley just uttered the dumbest thing a Black person has said since Janet Jackson told The Guardian she heard Kamala Harris isn't Black. But just for shits and giggles, Shelley is clearly Team House. For a living, to make ends meet, Shelley sits in a chair, pushing papers, while he whines into a microphone about a time when America's values were country, family, and making sure Black men, just like Shelley, used separate bathrooms, water fountains, and hung from trees if the local crackers caught him looking in the vicinity of a white woman. But I digress. We were discussing the wannabe president media blitz both candidates have been indulging in with just a few weeks to go till Election Day. Kamala Harris did something her over-bronzed opponent has been, well, too scared to do so far. And I'm not talking about releasing his medical records, because then we know for sure he is suffering from sundown syndrome. Kamala sat down with an obviously Botoxed Bret Baier from Fox Not a News Channel to discuss the issues old Donald wants to make fun of her for in the near future at some of his rallies. And the interview went as you would expect, with quite a bit of maggot-splaining and Kamala being interrupted after being asked to respond. But my favorite moment came when Kamala caught Bret with his wrong clip showing.
What she was able to do in that one moment when she called out Bret Baier for showing the wrong clip, for misleading the American people.
Question to the former president today, Horace Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
Bret, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within. When he's speaking about the American people, that's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed, in all fairness and respect to you.
That was the question that we asked him.
He didn't show that. He has talked about turning the American military on the American people, going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest, locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
And that is how you deal with an infotainment network that has already paid over $787 million for lying about voting machines at the behest of Dumpsterfuck. Bret came at Kamala like she was just as stupid as he is, which was his first mistake. His second was pulling the stunt on camera. And his third was not having his editing team make that monumentally dumb moment disappear on the cutting floor, because that just paved the way for people like me to play the clip Botox Baier purposefully did not play, so you can hear Denture Don explain who is the enemy of the state.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
The enemy from within. Those people are more dangerous, the enemy from within, than Russia and China.
These people should be put in jail the way they talk about our judges and our justices.
Now, if you had one really violent day, one rough hour, and I mean real rough.
I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
And for those of you in the back, Fat Nixon was just talking about rolling out U.S. combat soldiers onto the streets of America to round up citizens who who do not agree with him. The radical left, of course, or as Jackass O'Lantern so fascistically put it, the enemy from within. And we're not just talking about politicians or celebrities, because this lumbering lardass wanted to sick the National Guard on peaceful protesters because they were protesting where he wanted to do a photo op back in 2020. But now that he's had some time to come up with the "I don't like these people" branding for anyone who doesn't agree with him, what do you think he's going to do with a second chance? Different bronzer mask, same task. Which unironically brings me back to the tauntest face on Fox Not a News Channel, who, after being ripped a new one by the internet for trying to pull one over on Kamala Harris, came out from under the rock he calls home to say this in response to everyone.
I actually think this is a different take. I think she had a mission that she wanted to do, and maybe she wanted to have a viral moment. She wanted to have a pushback. She came to Fox News and she wanted to have a go after Donald Trump viral moment that plays on a lot of other channels and on social media. And I think she may have gotten that.
Wow. So that's what a stretchy-faced bear sounds like when he's upset because he got fact-checked on his own interview and resorted to victim blaming. But you know, that checks out, since Brett is always giving impotent rage, no matter how far up his forehead he's taped his eyebrows. And although he does not deserve it, let's give this elastic bear one more chance at apologizing for trying to lie his way into a gotcha.
I did make a mistake, and I want to say that I did make a mistake. When I called for a soundbite, I was expecting a piece of the enemy from within, from Maria Bartiromo's interview, to be tied to the piece from your town hall, Harris, where you asked the former president about the enemy from within. It just had the piece about the town hall.
Oh, Brett, you were so close. You had a second chance at apologizing for playing the wrong clip, and you chose to blame someone else, some douche in an audio booth. I guess it's hard to say you're sorry when your face is pulled back so tight you could go as the High Evolutionary for Halloween this year. And while we're on the subject of showing people how you really feel about them, MAGA Lardo has been upset lately that his followers aren't staying until the bitter end of his ramble-on-a-thons. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have hilariously pointed out that people are leaving Trump's rallies early, usually about halfway through, and while Old Yeller is still on stage yammering about some sort of nonsense. So Pervert Hoover came up with a scheme to make his supporters stay. He took them on a magical bus ride 5 miles from a parking lot through a 100-degree desert in Arizona to where the rally was actually being held. And once the photo op was over, hundreds of bust-in maggots found themselves stranded in the middle of the desert at night.
Guys, we came to the Trump rally, and this is the aftermath. We waited like 7 hours to just get in the rally, and now it's time to go back. So hopefully we don't have to wait for that long to get in the bus, because our cars is back there at the parking, which is like 5-6 miles away.
This isn't normal. Apparently the buses are no longer coming, or at least there used to be like 20 buses when we were being brought here, but now there's only like 3 buses operating. All of us are stranded here. Everyone's stranded here.
Gas. They had no gas. They had tea.
Oh my gosh.
You can't imagine how many people are still
here. There's so many people still here.
I know.
It's been stranded here. No way. No more buses are coming. No more. They just got noticed.
That's right, kiddies. He fucking left them at night, with all the snakes and scorpions hanging out in what Donnie Dunscap referred to earlier that day as the Eurasian Desert. This broke-ass billionaire could not be bothered to pay for a bus ride 5 miles out both ways when it was his campaign's idea to create an event no one could leave. Just let them wander 5 miles in the desert until they find their cars, like some sort of seriously fucked up Moses. I mean, my flavors are gasted. All of them. But this is not even the first time Scrooge McSchmuck bussed his followers out to a venue only to abandon them after the photo op was over. See, just 4 years ago, on an October before the election, just like this one.
He wrapped up his rally in Omaha, Nebraska last night. Hundreds of supporters were left behind in nearly freezing temperatures.
Sounds like a rapture.
For hours with no transportation.
You've been left behind.
They were bussed in and then left there.
Oh, God.
Trump departed Omaha on Air Force One around 9 p.m. Many of them were elderly. Waited for those
Not
buses
her.
To take them to distant parking lots. Reports placed the outdoor temperature at 32 degrees. Crowds didn't fully clear the rally until 12:30 a.m., 3.5 hours after the president departed. At least 7 people being taken to the hospital due to severe temperatures. Nebraska State Senator Megan Hunt tweeted, supporters of the president were brought in, but buses weren't able to get back to transport people out. It is freezing and snowy in Omaha tonight. What people will do for this con man, what people have sacrificed, is so sad to me. He truly does not care about you.
All right, that's it. I'm calling it. It's gotta be Stockholm Syndrome. Because you leave him out in the cold, the freezing cold. Some of them die, and they still vote for him. And you leave him in a desert to wander 5 miles in 100 degree weather, and they're probably still going to vote for him. But dare to say the reason pregnant people are dying in red states is because the toothless gibbon appointed 3 Jesus freak jesters to the supreme disaster so they would overturn Roe, like Kamala Harris did at one of her recent rallies, and a maggot will scream from the rafters just like one did at a recent Kamala Harris rally. And here's how our future Madam President responded.
He refuses to release his medical records. He is unwilling to do a 60 Minutes interview. He is unwilling to meet for a second debate. It makes you wonder, why does his staff want him to hide away? A second Trump term would be a huge risk for America and dangerous. Donald Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged. And he is out for unchecked power. That's what he's looking for.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Yeah, I'm sure that she did mean to go to the smaller one down the street, but something tells me she saw yours being held just a couple of feet from the parking lot and figured, hey, at least you wouldn't have to brave scorpions or combat frostbite just to get home. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. Oh, and don't forget, Sundays at 6 p.m. Ohio time, you can re-listen to this very show on Crowtown Radio. You can follow This Week Again on social media, wherever you can find us. And we are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeart, Radio, Audible, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Tadur for now.